News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue has yesterday published the government's mid-year spending review as preparations for Budget 2019 take shape. The Minister joins us now on the line. Minister, can you outline the importance of this expenditure report and what exactly does it tell us heading towards the budget?
Well, it shows that we are committed to increasing investment in our public services for 2019 and beyond. So for next year alone, we're looking to increase spending from 61.7 billion euro, which is where it is now, to over 64.5 billion euro for next year. But the message is very clear. You know, in the past, we all had to do more with less because of the terrible changes our economy went through. As we're in a position now to be able to spend more, we need to be able to do more with more spending. This is all about how we can deliver better outcomes for our patients, for our young boys and girls in schools, and for everybody who depends on our public services.
One of the things I want to focus in on in terms of the health budget there, increasing staff numbers there. We've already increased staff numbers in the HSE to 1,700. It was 1,800 were targeted for the entire year. How exactly is this allowed to happen, Minister, that once again we seem to have to be depending on supplementary budgets and supplementary lists of recruitment for the HSE? It seems completely unmanageable.
And this points to the need for the agenda that Minister Harris is bringing in, where we look to put in place a new policy framework called Sláinte Care to better plan how we spend in the future, and accompany this by changes that we want to make in the health services executive with a new board and a new chair and new chief executive. We have been in a position in the past, Richard, and we're facing a similar challenge this year where health spending has increased at a very, very fast rate. I think we should put this in context, though, with the progress that Simon Harris is making. We've 8,000 fewer patients on waiting lists in June than we did last June. We're employing more psychologists. We're making progress now, for example, in building a new National Children's Hospital, in opening up more hospital beds, for example, in Drogheda. So we are making progress, but Simon and I want to do more, and we're pointing now to how we want to do that in the future with this Sláinte Care plan and other changes that need to be made.
One of the things it does say, if you're reading the morning papers this morning, is that for all of the hundreds of millions of euros spent trying to improve our hospitals, it's had a minimal impact. Now, you and the government have been talking about personal responsibility and accountability in the HSE. Is there a case there that somebody needs to be held accountable for this? Because it seems that no matter how much money we put into it and how many times we have to revisit the budget for the HSE and our hospitals, it doesn't seem to improve at all.
And we are making progress in many areas of our health service. And I've indicated a moment ago what that looks like in terms of progress that we're making in hospital beds, for example. But that being said, we all acknowledge, I acknowledge, and I have to take responsibility for this as Minister for Public Expenditure, that as we're spending more in the future, we need to have even better ways of how we can be accountable for that expenditure. And this is why Simon Harris now gained government agreement this week to putting in place a better legal framework for a HSE board, so we are clear regarding how, given that we want to spend and want to invest more in the future for patients, for all who depend on our health services, and given that we are making progress, how we can do this even better in the years to come.
But if we already have hit our target for hiring for the HSE, I mean, what exactly, if we're doing a supplementary now and we do need to take on more people, obviously, to keep our health service going, how many more are we looking to hire then for the rest of the year? Is that going to be an extra 1,000 people, 2,000 people? How many more people are going to be taken on?
Well, myself and Simon Harris will be making further agreements in relation to this as we move through the rest of this year.
Okay.
We will need to hire more people in our health service. The key reason for that is, of course, as people leave due to retirement, due to getting other opportunities, they do need to be replaced. We are shown year to date that we are successful in hiring more people, that we're successful in keeping them. And what Simon and I want to do is just place all of this in an even better framework for the future, because as we spend more, because we're able to, because we're ambitious about delivering better support for all who need our health services, we need a different framework for it in the future. And that's what we are doing at the moment.
Minister, front page headlines again today, and obviously Prime Minister Theresa May is visiting the border, and she'll be speaking in Belfast later on about how unacceptable the backstop arrangement is. Again, the IMF and the EU both warning that Ireland is going to be the hardest hit by a hard Brexit, a no-deal Brexit, which seems to be, you know, increasing in likelihood day by day at this point. Are you losing sleep about Brexit at this point in time?
Oh, well, I've always been exceptionally concerned regarding the impact that Brexit could have on our economy and on our state. So, yes, it is, as you would expect, a very major concern for us. In relation to where we stand at the moment, however, we are very clear. We will be insisting on the retention of a backstop or something that is agreed and that is better and that is legally operable. And we will be doing this because it is clear to us and the European Union that this is the only framework that can cope with the uncertainty that could lie ahead. That being said, I do welcome the fact that Prime Minister May has continually committed to no hard border developing on our island again. And I believe she's very strongly committed to delivering that objective.
But when you see what's happening across the water and you see the lack of control that she has within her own party, never mind over the Brexit situation, you have to have some fears about whether or not she can deliver what she says. If she stands up in Belfast later on today and says no hard border under any circumstances, does she have the ability to back that up?
Well, I believe that Prime Minister May has shown considerable skill and vast determination in getting to where she is now, which should be recognised. But you are making a fair point, Richard, which is there is considerable uncertainty now within British politics. Of course, we're entering into a further crunch period in relation to negotiation between the UK and the EU. But I guess that points to two clear things for Ireland. The first one is that we continue to have a need to be as safe as we can as all of this is developing in terms of how we look after our national finances, how we can keep jobs that we've created. And then number two, that the only way in which we can deal with this kind of uncertainty politically is through our continued membership of the European Union and participation in the EU task force on the border. That's what we are doing, and Michel Barnier will be providing a further evaluation on where we stand on this issue today in Brussels.
All right, Finance Minister Pascal Dunhu, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme.